I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on this show, Nandy, the new NFT marketplace. Let's see who's hodling Bored Apes. And I'm feeling bullish. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 28th, 2021. Put out an episode yesterday about ID on the blockchain. Like I said, this is one of my favorite topics about blockchain technology, blockchain use cases, ID and voting. Those are very important. And we had a great conversation yesterday on the show. It's about an hour long. So sit back, relax, find something to do, and turn it on in the background or in your headphones and listen to it. And please, please engage. MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Let me know what you think. Put in different ideas that maybe we could do longer form podcasts on. I don't usually do longer form podcasts, and I can't promise that I will do longer form podcasts on certain topics, but I would like to know what everybody wants to know about. Anyway, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Now the important stuff, those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I got corrected the other day by a listener. It's not Eastern Standard Time anymore. It's Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $47,500, up 6.3% in 24, 16% in 7. Yahoo. Ethereum's at $3,362, up 3.8% in 24, 16% in 7. Tether's number 3. Binance Coin is at $438, up 5.5%. And USDC is number 5, running off the top 10. We have XRP, Cardano, Solana, Terra Luna, and Avalanche. Total market cap, we're at $2.14 trillion, a BTC dominance of 42.1%, and an ETH dominance of 18.9%. And really quick, in some price market news, according to data pulled from CoinGlass, an aggregator that gathers liquidation data across the market, there's been over $142 million in Bitcoin shorts liquidated since yesterday. Take that, bears. Ethereum's bullish action has also led to a similar wave, costing those bears more than $103 million over the same period. Don't bet against Bitcoin and Ethereum. And you know what time it is. Time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is Sia Coin. This is an oldie but goodie. Ranked number 122 on CoinMarketCap, ticker SC. Price right now is 1.23 cents, up 5.8% in 24. Current market cap, we're at $620.7 million. Fully diluted is the same. 100% is in circulation. The all-time high for Sia Coin was 4 years ago at the last bull at 11.1 cents. It's down 90% since then, but it's up 108% since its all-time low set 6 years ago. This coin has been around for quite some time, since 2014, actually. You can buy it on Binance, Kraken, Huobi Global, Bittrex, Gate, Poloniex. And when you start seeing like things like Bittrex and Poloniex, you know you're getting into old school territory, because there are some of the OGs that launched some of these OG coins. Then they started to decline in popularity as platforms, and you got the rise of Binance and FTX and all these other ones. But other ones that have risen through that time kind of like shut down for various reasons, either hacks or other reasons. But anyway, Sia Coin is definitely an older coin. So what is Sia Coin? Sia Coin, or the ticker, like I said, SC, is a native utility token of Sia, a blockchain-based distributed decentralized cloud storage platform. Sia acts as a secure, trustless marketplace for cloud storage in which users can lease access to their unused storage space. Agreements and transactions are enforced with smart contracts, and Sia Coin is the medium of exchange for paying for storage of the network. The main goal of this project is to become the backbone storage layer of the internet. Sia was originally announced in May of 2014 and was revised and re-announced in May of 2015. It officially launched in June of 2015, and that's Sia, number 122 on CoinMarketCap, ticker SC. Moving into today's headlines, crypto exchange Centralex has launched a solution called Custodial DeFi, which is the first solution to allow users access to offerings like trading, lending, staking, as well as cryptocurrencies and NFTs, all with consumer protection offered by a centralized regulated exchange. Rather than users having to remember their long private keys, they are sharded, encrypted, and stored in blockchains in a partnership with Fireblocks. So this idea is touting themselves as you don't have to have your keys. Your keys are not stored in the centralized exchange, though. It's kind of like scattered through blockchains and sharded, meaning it's broken up into pieces, and you can still log in with your password and username. So it's saying that the centralized exchange doesn't have control of the private keys, so they can't control your funds and they can't get hacked. This is what I'm reading into this. And it's like distributed, yet it has ease for the customer where you could just log in with your username and password. And I'd have to think this through and a thought experiment of why this is bad and why this is good. The good is obviously the ease of use. The bad is, well, you can still get hacked by your username and password. But I guess you can get hacked with your private key as well. And the good is also that the centralized exchange doesn't control anything. The bad is they don't control anything. The bad is they don't control anything, so why use a centralized exchange? Anyway, let me know your comments. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Japan is set to revise its foreign exchange law to prevent Russia from evading economic sanctions via cryptocurrencies, said Reuters. The revised legislation presumably enables governments to apply the law to crypto asset exchanges like banks and oblige them to scrutinize whether their clients are Russian sanctioned targets. And this is from a senior economist at Mizuho Research and Technologies. While it's unlikely that Russia could use cryptocurrencies to undermine the entirety of sanctions levied against the state, there are many ways that Russian individuals or entities could use cryptocurrencies to undermine specific sanctions against their interests, according to this article. African Digital Art Network, a global collective of black digital artists, is taking its first steps into Web3 by launching the NFT marketplace Nandi. The African Digital Art Network announced the platform earlier this month at the African XT conference in Lagos, Nigeria. The Nandi NFT marketplace was co-founded by Chinedu Enekwe, also an African Digital Art Network co-founder. The Nandi marketplace is named after Queen Nandi, the mother of Shaka, and the legendary king of the Zulus. Along with the launch of the NFT marketplace, the African Digital Art Network introducing Nandi Kauri Community, which Enekwe calls a global community of cultural leaders, tastemakers, and creators. A collection of 10,000 NFTs designed by Joburg-based artists minted on the Celo proof-of-stake blockchain will act as membership to the community. Enekwe says the NFTs will have three membership levels. The lowest tier will be Tribe, then Chief, then Founding. Each tier will have a price point of around $25 to $10,000 using the Celo stablecoin CUSD. Enekwe explains that using CUSD comes from the commitment to carbon negative, carbon neutral. Once Ethereum transitions to proof of stake, Nandi NFT Marketplace will add that blockchain. And finally, who's hodling Bored Apes these days? Let's take a look at the exhaustive list of stars hodling Bored Apes. And what did they pay for them? Obviously, we have Mark Cuban. We have Steph Curry, paid around $180,000 for his Bored Ape. We have Shaquille O'Neal, that has a mutant ape, at about $14,000. The Chainsmokers got their ape for $210,000. We have Marshmello spending about $220,000 for his ape. Jimmy Fallon got Bored Ape 559 for $224,000. DJ Khaled, Bored Ape 7380 for $227,000. Future, $223,000 for their ape. Post Malone has his ape. And Timbaland, who proudly displays his ape on his Instagram, got ape number 590. Logan Paul has an ape. Snoop Dogg has an ape. Eminem got his ape for $452,000. Meek Mill got ape number 6877 for $245,000. And this one's surprising. I didn't know Serena Williams has an ape, 5797, for $414,000. Paris Hilton showed off her ape that she bought for $287,000, ape number 1294. And Gwyneth Paltrow has an ape, ape number 6141, that she got for $228,000. The Biebs broke the bank. Well, he broke everybody's bank I know. Not his bank, but he sure as hell broke my bank, buying his ape, ape number 3001, for $1.3 million. Ozzy Osbourne? I don't even know if Ozzy Osbourne even knows how to drive, let alone use the internet. He bought an ape for $359,000, ape number 9939. Colin Kaepernick has an ape, that he got for $317. And the latest to buy an ape, the latest star to buy an ape, Madonna got ape $49.88 for Madonna. I just want everybody to know that Madonna bought an ape for $466,000. I still want to know what you guys think. A lot of stars, a lot of the in crowd, celebrities are buying apes for a lot of money. What do you think? Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. And actually, more than that, I want to know, do you think that this is consolidating to celebrities and big name stars? Are you, the average person, if you have an ape, part of the Bored Ape Yacht Club? Or are you getting squeezed out by the big names? Do you automatically get a big name with the ape? Do you think Jimmy Fallon and Madonna and Timbaland are going to look at you the same as saying, Matthew Diemer with my ape? Are we all part of the same club? Or are they trying to kick everybody else out of the club by buying the apes from people? Just a question. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Let me know what you think. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment. Spotify, leave us a comment. You can't leave us a comment. 5 stars, though. Smash those 5-star buttons. Let everybody know this is the best damn crypto news show in the biz. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.